Welcome to the teaching ministry of Bay Ridge Christian Church. This teaching is from the series, The First Songs of Christmas, which was taught during Advent 2024. The Gospel of Luke contains five songs by key participants related to the coming of Jesus that first Christmas, each of which contains rich theological truths to renew our minds and shape our hearts as we prepare for Christmas. We hope this helps you understand and apply God's Word in your life today.
Tonight I'm going to look and conclude with the final song in everything that we've been looking at in Luke chapter 2. Again, there's all of these different songs, the first songs of Christmas. And the last one is with Simeon, and it actually happened after Jesus' birth, and we're celebrating, of course, the night of his birth, but I think you'll see it's a very fitting way to end Advent. So I'm going to begin by reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 32. And I encourage you now to hear the word of God. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and he praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." So we've looked at all of these various songs, and I've mentioned several times throughout that each of the songs have become pretty famous for their Latin title. I mentioned a few weeks ago that if you look up the word Magnificat, if you just Google it, you don't even have to say, you know, in church history or anything, the first thing it brings up is Mary's song from Luke chapter 1. The Benedictus is Zechariah's song. And that's what when I Googled, that was the first thing that came up, was all the information about these songs from the first Christmas and how they played out through church history. This one is known as the Nunc Dimittis, and that may not be a phrase you've heard very often, but it's a very, very important song. And it's actually appropriate because in many traditions of the church, this song is prayed every single night, and the night prayer, shortly before you go to bed, this is the song that one would sing to say, "Lord, I'm releasing myself to you. I'm trusting myself into your hands tonight. Whether I wake or whether I awake in glory, I'm giving myself to you. Dismiss your servant in peace," which is actually what "now let your servant depart" is what the phrase Nunc Dimittis means. It's because it was the original words in the Latin version of this. And so it's a very, very appropriate song as we're here meeting at night, which we don't normally do. But secondly, it's appropriate because, as we're going to see, it's a reflection of our Advent journey and, in fact, our life. It kind of concludes what we've been going through, his story and his song. So before we look at the song, just real briefly, I want to do as I've done with every one of the songs, talk about the setting. What is going on before he actually utters these words that became the song? And what we see is there are three key things that Simeon is doing, real briefly. Number one, Simeon is waiting and he's longing to see the Christ. So if you notice in verses 25 and 26, we read, you know, we're told that there's Simeon, that Simeon is a righteous man. He's very devout. But what he's doing is he's waiting for the consolation of Israel. Israel is in bondage. Israel is in slavery. Israel, even though it is back in the promised land, has discovered that it's actually still in exile. And they need a deliverer, and he's waiting for that. And so Luke even further records in verse 26 that it had been revealed to him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The consolation of Israel is the Christ, the Messiah. He was waiting. He was looking for the coming of the Christ to rescue the people of God. And so Simeon knows that there is so much that is broken in this world. And if we're paying attention at all, we know the same thing. But he also knew that God was going to send the Christ to deliver and heal the world. And so we've actually done the same thing. When Christians celebrate Advent, we both are looking back to the first coming of Christ and also looking forward to the final return of Christ. And we imitate exactly what Simeon's doing during Advent. This is what we've been trying to do as a congregation, to wait, to pray, to seek God, and to be looking for Christ to come and to do his work. And so what Simeon has done is what we've actually been doing. The second thing that Simeon is doing is, notice, he's being led by the Holy Spirit. So Luke tells us actually three times in the first three verses here that Simeon is there, he's waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And then he tells us that it is the Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon, you will not die until the Messiah is born. You get uniquely to understand this. The Messiah is not going to come 100 years from now or 200 years from now. He's going to be born before you die, and Simeon's an old man. And then finally, on this specific day that Luke is recording, we're told in verse 27, he was moved by the Spirit. And this is really important because during Advent, you know, we do a lot more kind of traditional things, some things that have deep roots in the history of the church. Even many of these songs are prayed day after day. Christians have been praying these prayers for millennia now. But it's not a matter of simple religious ritual. It is a matter of crying out for the Holy Spirit to be at work in my life. If all we have is tradition and ritual devoid of the work of the Holy Spirit, we have nothing. The tradition and the ritual are not against the work of the Spirit, but we have to make sure that they are leading us into the work of the Spirit. And that's exactly what Simeon is doing. The Spirit is upon him. The Spirit is revealing to him that the Christ is going to come soon. And then the Spirit specifically leads him to the temple and to Jesus so he knows this is the Christ. And this is actually what we rehearse each and every Advent, as we are asking the Holy Spirit to move upon us, to guide us, to reveal Jesus to us in a fresh way. The point of Advent and every ritual that Christians do is not the ritual itself, but rather that the Holy Spirit would reveal Jesus to us so that we might know him. And if you're here particularly tonight and you may be a guest and maybe you don't even gather with church very often, I want to encourage you. Rituals can be wonderful. They can be beautiful. It's a great thing that we can participate with. But the point of it is always that we would know God, that we would have the Holy Spirit at work in us, that there would be a personal relationship. Notice here, Simeon is in a personal relationship with the Spirit of God, so that he knows, he's able to see and be led and guided and see who Christ is. And then that leads to the third point, which is Simeon recognizes and he receives Jesus. So we read in verses 28 down to 32, and this includes a song, that when Simeon sees Jesus, he takes him in his arms, he praises God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you've promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you've prepared. And he goes on and sings the rest of the song that we'll talk about in just a moment. But I want you to step back for a second and think. If it had been revealed to you that you were going to see with your own eyes God's mighty deliverer, the arm of God bared to work salvation, to undo sin, to do war with the enemies of God, are you expecting a baby? But that's what Simeon sees. What he sees is a little baby. And this is important for us to grasp because do you realize often God works in ways that are not what we expected? I'm expecting one thing. God is often working in ways that it is easy for us to overlook. God so often starts with that, you know, Jesus later on will grow up and tell the parables. The kingdom of God starts as just a little seed, and it eventually will grow. But we're often looking for the full-grown thing. God is telling us to be aware and see. And so For those who have waited, who've been prepared by the Spirit, they see God's hand at work, even if it's a baby. And make no mistake, there's all kinds of people in the temple that day, and what are they seeing? Just a mother and the child, and the dad's there. This is the kind of thing we see every day. But Simeon, by the Holy Spirit, says, no, this is not what you see every day. This is different. This is the Lord's Christ. And he doesn't just see Jesus. Notice we're told he reaches out and he takes him and he holds him in his arms, because Simeon is recognizing that Jesus is not just another child. And so his song goes on and says, this child is the very revelation of God. When God wants to speak, he does it in this child. When God wants to reveal himself, he's doing it in this child. He wants to deliver, and he's going to do it in this child. He recognizes Jesus is not just another child. He is God's salvation offered to the world. And as he moves on in the song, he even says that he is a light for revelation to the Gentiles. He sees that Jesus is the light who has broken into this dark world to show that God is offering salvation to those who will not shut their eyes, close their ears, and harden their hearts. And that's the call to us every Advent as well, as we actively see and embrace Jesus receiving his revelation and receiving his salvation. And in my experience, you know, I was not raised in the Christian faith, so I actually didn't do this kind of a thing until I became a believer at 16. But in my experience through those years, most of the times I look back and say, in retrospect, God was really at work there in the moment. There was nothing stupendous. It was not like it was obvious to me or to everybody else. It was in a very quiet way, but God was at work. It's only in retrospect that I realize, oh, good thing the Holy Spirit led me there and I saw that, because I would have never guessed or discovered it on my own. Now, what does that lead Simeon to do? He's done these three things. He's been waiting. He's been communing with the Holy Spirit, and then he actually sees and embraces Jesus, and then he bursts into the song, and what is it? And I wrestled a lot with what to call this song. I mean, you know, it literally, the Nunc Dimittis is, you know, let your servant now depart, is what it is. But what is the song about? And brothers and sisters, what it's about is it's about freedom. Simeon's song is a song of freedom. So notice what he says, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. That's where that phrase, Nunc Dimittis, comes from. That's the Latin for it. Now let depart. And what Simeon is saying is, my life has reached fulfillment because I've seen Jesus. Everything else has fallen away. This is what I was made for. This is what life is about. This is what matters. Now notice, has anything changed externally? Simeon was an old man when he walked in. He's an old, frail man near death as he walks out. Israel was dominated by the Romans the day before, and Israel is dominated by the Romans the day after. The powerful oppressed the weak the day before. The powerful are still oppressing the weak the day after. The shadow of death is still remaining over everything. But Simeon, who's been waiting, who's been communing with the Holy Spirit, who is open to see who Jesus is, he realizes everything has changed. Everything has actually changed. And so he says, Lord, I'm at peace. I can depart. I am ready to go because everything has changed. And notice what Simeon is saying here, don't miss the kind of shock here. He's, you know, I'm at peace, but when he's saying dismiss your servant, what's he actually saying? I'm ready to die. I am ready to go because, Lord, I am at peace, because I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that you have kept your promises. I know that you have done what you said, and this means death will not be the last word, because Emmanuel, God with us. God has come to rescue us. The rest of the world might not see, they're shuffling by, but God has come to rescue us. And brothers and sisters, this is true life and true freedom. When we are fully at peace with God, fully satisfied in Jesus, and fully willing to live or to die, whatever would be pleasing and useful to God. And that's what Simeon is actually showing us. This is the end of the Advent journey. This is the end of what we've talked about. Advent is actually, in the church's calendar, is the end of the year. And then the new year begins as Christ has come. And so Advent is the end of the year and then the beginning of the new year. It's been a season of waiting, a season of longing for Christ. And the journey ends here as we, like Simeon, receive the Lord's salvation offered in Christ, and we find true, unshakable peace. Because like Simeon, we realize, if I have Jesus, I have everything. Nothing else matters. It does not matter what's going on in the world around us. We're coming up on the end of our calendar year as well, as a culture, and everybody's always trying to make predictions about next year. Here's what I'm going to predict. All those predictions are going to be wildly off the mark. We don't know what's going to happen next year, but I do know this. If you have Jesus, you have everything you need. You have everything that is needed. And so if we realize that, if we embrace that, if we hold on to that, with Simeon, we can say, Lord, dismiss me in peace. And as the church prays it every night, it means, Lord, dismiss me in peace. That dismissal may mean I open my eyes 8 hours from now. And then I say, Lord, I stand here before you. How do you want me to serve you today? One day for every one of us, that dismissal will mean God will say, your time is done. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come enter into the joy of your Lord. And what we say with Simeon is, I'm at peace either way. Because what matters is I've seen Christ. In a world of darkness, I've seen the light of your revelation. In a world without hope, you've given me a hope. In a world of conflict, I found peace. In a world that is just broken and filled with tears, I found joy. And it's not based on what I've done. It's based on what Jesus has done. And so what I want to encourage us, in just a moment, we're going to be singing Silent Night, and we're going to, light the candles and pass it. But I want to encourage you here, look to Jesus. If you've never even been a believer before, I encourage you, look to him and find him. You're not going to find love, joy, hope, and peace anywhere else. But in him, there is all of this offered to us. And know, for those of us who are believers, the good news is, to quote what Paul says about this, and it's what Simeon realizes as he's holding Jesus. And the reason he can say, I can depart in peace, is because he realizes that nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Neither death nor life, angels nor demons, present nor the future, whatever is going to come, nothing can separate you from the love of God, because Christ has come. That's the good news of Christmas. That's what this song is about. That is how we are called to live. If you are in Christ, you are secure forever and ever. Evermore and evermore, was that the line? Evermore and evermore. One of the old liturgies says, world without end. That's the good news of Christmas. Receive it tonight. The worship team is going to come forward. And we're going to sing Silent Night, and I encourage you to join with us as we do. The lights may come down a bit in a moment, and I'm going to take the candle and light it from the Christ candle, and again, it's kind of a ritual, but I want to encourage you and think about this. This is how the gospel has come to us. Simeon had the privilege of holding Jesus in his arms. You and I have heard that message, because somebody has faithfully taken it and passed it from generation to generation to generation. And every one of those saints has eventually prayed and said, Lord, dismiss. And the Lord says, yes, your time is done. Come to me. But the light continues and grows and grows. And brothers and sisters, I don't know what 2025 holds. I don't know what 2125 holds. But I do know this. The light will grow. The kingdom will grow until the day Christ returns. Amen. So we're going to sing Silent Night and Pass the Light. Father, we thank you for how you have come and saved us through Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that as we have journeyed through this Advent season, longing to hear and receive from you, you have been with us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you that tonight we remember that Christ has come and we are saved. Lord, we also thank you that even as we're holding these candles now, Lord, you have called faithful men and women like Simeon across the ages who have heard and received and passed on the light until the day they were dismissed in peace. Lord, may we too take your light and share it with those around us. Lord, we ask that you would do all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sovereign Lord, now dismiss we your servants in peace according to your word. For our eyes have seen your salvation, the Lord Jesus, who has come and is truly a light for revelation to the whole world and the glory of your people. Brothers and sisters, in Christ you are blessed. Go forth and be a blessing. In Jesus' name, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Bay Ridge Christian Church. For more teachings and resources, please visit www.brcc.church.